thing or pay as you go. I just would kind of like to try it, but maybe this depends on the pricing and the terms.
The terms? Okay. Okay, great. Well, I've got John here to apply the rate, and then I'll get the question addressed about the terms too. Hang on for me.
Thank you for holding. Is this Davis?
Yeah.
Hey, Davis. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. Friday. It's always good. It's been a busy day, though. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. There's a couple of credits she wanted to see if I can apply to get you on a discounted month-to-month program. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
No.
Okay. Well, if they pop up, just fire them at me, okay? I've been around for probably too long. All right. So let me see what I can do for you here. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you over the pricing page. That. And then Tara said she found you on the qualified candidates list, but she noticed you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that service?
I don't know yet.
Okay. That would tell me a lot. Usually if you could do well with Home Advisor by Angie's, then I know you'll do great on the first page of Google. They actually get a lot of their leads from Google. They just resell them to you for a fee. But a lot of times it goes to, like, multiple people. With this, we'd be creating your GBP, verifying you, listing you independently so people can call you direct without the lead fees, quick fees, or call fees.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a website at all?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see what I could do about a platinum. Give me 1 second. Your platinum package. You go month to month. Can waive the setup fee and then new in business credit. When did you start the company?
2015.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not new.
Well, the drywall is just an assumed business name. It's a new assumed business name.
Got it.
Company, Rogue Remodel.
Okay, I see that now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, actually, Rogue Remodel pops up with the same number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to clean up those old listings. I think Google AI will.
Yeah, I still have that company. I still use it.
Okay. With Google verification, usually you need a different, like, name, address, phone number, and website to get verified on the first page.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is the other business still operating under the same name, or you're saying that's like the parent company and this is a DBA?
They're both DBAs.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I don't really. For remodeling, I only am advertising for my drywall services now.
Okay. Okay. So the other one, if we got those like expunged or unverified, it wouldn't negatively affect you?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. That was a concern I was having there. Okay. So I can put you on the Platinum Package Bundle. I don't know if you clicked on that pricing page I sent you, but it's it's the very last package down. It's our most popular for new businesses because it comes with everything. It's like a one-stop shop. It gets you not just the first page placement on Google, but Bing. Our popular directory submissions include directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Amazon Alexa devices. They have Facebook ads in there, full-blown custom website design or optimized landing page. It's really an A to Z strategy, basically. You won't have to have, like, 100 different bills floating around, you know. Everything's under one roof. It's advertised at $599. I can get it reduced to $299. And then usually we have a $299 setup fee that goes towards like the name, address, and phone number, website cleanup, and optimization of the landing page and the website. I would actually get that waived for you. since you're already doing some like Home Advisor by Angie's and stuff like that, I really want to get your foot in the door and then give you a chance to compare the two. I know you just started that, but obviously you're going to do what's best for your business at the end of the day. And I feel like with a platinum package, once you compare them side by side, it should be a no-brainer for you. We'll have multiple ways of generating leads without you having to pay per lead or deal with saturation.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, that'd be interesting. That's definitely cheaper than Angie.
That was my goal. I've been here a while. When I first started here, Home Advisor by Angie was called Service Magic. And I got to walk a fine line here because Google does record our calls, and they don't want me really, like, bashing them to convince a business owner to use us instead. Since they pay Google millions of dollars every month, they tell me not to do that. But, you know, I've seen what they do. They basically just put themselves on Google and resell the information. We're actually building your business's own infrastructure, so you'd be listed independently. They'll see your name. They could call you directly as a live call. There's no, like, middleman dilly-dallying. So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure at $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
Yeah, it looks like there's a 2-month minimum contract required. And then
I mean, we usually want you to commit to it for 3 months, but it would be like a verbal commitment. The reason we do that is because sometimes with the verification, or like if the business owner's like delayed in getting us the information that we need from them for the verification, like I would send it to you right now, right? But if you put it on the back burner, or if there was like a delay in verifying your address, it could stagger the profitability of the first month. And so sometimes month two is where we really want you to evaluate it from an ROI perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's $299 a month is what you're saying?
Correct.
I guess. Okay.
Yep. And then there's no surprises. So you won't get any like additional lead fees, click fees, call fees, or hidden charges popping up on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a clear cut one-time payment each month.
And then you guys take care of all like marketing?
Correct. Yeah. Everything in that platinum bundle. So you're getting, the most important thing is the placement on the first page of Google. 90% of your calls will come from that. Most people don't go past the first page of Google when they're looking for anything, not just drywall.
So I'm curious, do you find all my reviews and paste them on Google, or is that not something you can do?
We can't copy and paste them from other platforms. Google actually has a really cool system where we have review monitoring and protection, but they have verified reviews on Google. And the verified reviews make it so that the people writing the review have to be on like a mobile device where they're already logged into their email, or they have to jump on a PC, log into their email, and then write it. That way it's traceable back to them and verified as legitimate. That actually is designed to protect you. So that way, like, a competitor can't just jump on there and write, like, 20 bad ones. You know what I mean? And then any reviews are also, you know, good or bad. You have the option to kind of accept or decline those reviews to kind of keep your reputation intact. So if somebody writes something negative, we would dispute them. Unless it's like completely verifiable, like we can verify through the system that you actually did the job and they put a bunch of pictures up and they're like, hey, you know, we want you to try to resolve those issues with them. But sometimes if it's a really bad situation and you can't resolve it, those ones do stick regardless of the review monitoring. So.
Yeah, I've never had that issue.
I don't think it'll be an issue. You look like a nice guy. you got a nice red beard like me.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
On the Facebook advertising, do you guys just advertise the Google, or do I need to like have a Facebook that you guys utilize, or how does that work?
Yeah, so all these listings we create for you, Davis, it's designed for us to come in there, and we almost assume like the business owner is not tech savvy, right? So we'll build the Facebook page. We do a biweekly posting, but with the biweekly posting, they'll create the ad and they'll send it to you as a text, and you can give us the yay or nay on it. So we do need your approval on that. Use click yes, and then we go ahead and run the ads. But we would create the Facebook page. You'll still have full access to it and ownership of it, and then we'll host it and run the ads through it. The whole goal is to just monitor the analytics there and try to generate leads for you. Facebook uses a remarketing campaign as well as a search campaign. So if they look up drywall, they'll be able to get recommended your business if they're within 40 miles of you. If they've looked up drywall in the past 48 hours, you get remarketed to them as like a pop-up on the side of the screen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the $299, I'm assuming that's like an introductory rate. Eventually it goes to $599?
No. I'd lock you in at that rate. But there will be opportunities for expansion. So if you wanted to do like Google Ads or Google Guarantee, which they call Google Verified, we could offer that to you later down the line. You do have to get to a certain level with your local listing. Got to have 5 reviews, have all the required documents, pass a background check for that one. But that would be the only time it would change is if you accepted that. So you would be the one changing it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the pricing seems really reasonable. Just trying to do a little bit of background on you guys, make sure it's legit. I mean, I think it is.
Yeah. Here, let me, this is a real easy one. I always tell people, I'm like, you could always ask Google if we're partnered with them, you know? So like if you do the search and just type in is local / a Google partner, you know, that's the most important thing. The Google partners are the only ones that are going to be able to get you on the first page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said you guys do a website?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a custom website design. I can actually send you an example. Give me 1 second here. Services.
Angie is uploading photos because I lost a lot of my original photos. So everything I've got is online. And when I download them, they're too small.
Yeah. We usually have our clients. Here, let me send this to you. Photos at localsplash.com. We usually have our clients send the photos in to an email, so that way it doesn't get shrunk or, like, pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also depends on, like, the camera of the device you took it on, too.
Yeah, some of them are professionally done. Some are just,
oh,
like,
yeah. Then there's no reason for that. The professional ones, though, usually need, like, a JPEG format, too, just to get the quality.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't have the originals anymore. It's all just stuff I'd have to download off Facebook or... I have some saved on my Google, but for some reason they're too small.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe you send them via email if we might be able to fix that for you, because they do look at it, and then as they're building the site, they'll tell you, like, hey, this photo, maybe we don't recommend using that one because it came out this way or that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We want to make sure you look good. If you don't look good, then you're not getting the calls. If you're not getting the calls, then you're not making money. And if you're not making money, you're not going to pay us each month. So no, we get in there, make sure it works too.
And there's no lead fees, right? It's just all organic?
Yeah, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees on any of this. So the $299, like I said, it's just a flat rate. You won't incur any surprise bills popping up on you.
Okay. So let's give it a try.
You'll love it. If you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, then you're already wounded and battle-tested. I know it's new to you, but it's a lot harder to land jobs on that platform than it is to do it this way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to I didn't mean to cut you off there. I'm going to create your Google business profile. They will provide you with a Google tracking number during your client interview later. I highly recommend that you save that number under your business name so that way you're able to separate personal calls from business calls. But as the primary line of contact for us, do we want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. That way you have it all documented.
Wallworksdrywall@outlook.com.
Wallworks drywall.
Wallworks.
Oh, Wallworks.
Okay. All one word. Wallworks drywall.
Okay. How do you want the business name to appear on the first page?
Wallworks drywall.
Got it. Okay.
One word.
I had it as your whole name and then LLC.
Yeah, I have to update my DBAs with the CCB, but I've already done that. It's just in the works. And then if you look up my Oregon State Business Registry, I've registered both DBAs. So
okay.
It's just kind of in limbo right now.
Well, we'll be able to fix everything that has to do with the online listings, except for, you know, Home Advisor by Angie's List has it under your name here.
Yeah, I'm working on changing that.
Okay. And it's just wall works, drywall? Is it, you want to have it displayed as an LLC or just wall works, drywall?
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm probably breaking some rule. I think you're supposed to, if you're an LLC, you're supposed to put that somewhere in there.
You don't have to advertise it, but I think you are supposed to disclose it.
Yeah, I'd rather not. Just leave it as wall works, drywall, and if they look me up, they'll see. It's a DBA.
And you want the business name two separate words, like wall, space, works, drywall, or
nope.
You want it all one word?
Yeah, one word for wall works.
Okay. Drywall. Okay. Save. Is it telling me it's a typo? Oh, there it goes. Okay. And then for your Google verification, you only have to do this one time for as long as you own the business. Typically what they'll do is they'll send you a letter in the mail, and then there's a 5-digit number on the back of the letter. Says Google right on it that we'll need from you. They may also ask for video verification where you just make like a video, taking a picture of like the mailbox, tools and equipment, work vehicles, things like that, just to verify the business. What's the street address that we would send the Google verification letter to?
I work out of my house. It's 101 West Edgewood Drive.
Okay. And since you work from home, do you want me to hide this address for you?
You mean like when you show up on the map when people search you?
Yeah, like I can make it so it just says Newburgh, Oregon, 97132.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Let me save. Okay, and how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Oh, just whatever standard, 9 to 5.
Five. Okay. And then what about you want to go Monday through Friday or the weekends as well?
People can call me on the weekend.
Okay, I'll do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So that way they can call.
Sure.
But it's up to you. You can kind of hash them out and schedule them from there.
Okay.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Davis, I got your Google business profile created. The next step after we secure the position, we're going to want to do a client interview with you. We can do some later today or Monday, depending on what works best for you. But the agenda for the client interview is to go over your website, how you want that to look. We want to get the domain name purchased. And then we also want to go over the keywords that you want to be found for. We give you 15 different ones. And then the service area as well. You cover up to 40 miles, but if you want to kind of cookie cutter it, exclude certain areas or emphasize certain areas, they'll be able to customize it for you. So usually that call, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window just in case call goes over or you have extra questions. What works best for you?
I mean, today's fine. I'm in the office all day. Monday's fine too.
Okay. Let me see what they have available for today.
I'm not available from 2 to 4 today.
Okay, interesting. So I was just going to say, so we have a 1, a 1:30, and a 2. You want to do like 1 o'clock or 1:30?
1 o'clock would work.
Okay, perfect. All right. Yeah, 1 is good because then you'll definitely be done by 2. All right, so Davis, Stefan, please add email. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to wallworksdrywall@outlook.com. And then I will set up a automated text message reminder at noon, so 1 hour before, just as a heads up.
Okay.
Save. Okay, should have that there. Update. Is it not available yet? Please. Okay. Yeah, we'll get that. Why is this still showing your full name? Let me update again. Okay. NAPW needs name address. Phone number, website, clean up before verification. Okay, we are good. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Let me go ahead and update this. Waltworks drywall.
Well, it'll be Davis Goodyear Stone, LLC.
Oh, okay. Parent company. Save. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're going to Google verify?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Sorry, I just put cookie in my mouth. four two four six.
3152.
2076.
2076.
5703.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0829.
08 of 29, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
944.
Okay, and then there is a security question on your account in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa, if we want to verify your identity during a call. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born, Davis?
Portland.
Portland. Okay. And then re-enter, verification. Okay. Save. All right. And then I will walk you through a voice verification recording. It's about a 60-second recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So you are on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Should I use the DBA or the LLC or the center?
I'm looking for Waltworks Drywall.
Waltworks Drywall.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Davis Stone, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Davis, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to send my direct number and extension. We want you to save the 877 line. That's our company line. But the extension 544 in there, if you want to call me directly, you just punch that in when the prompt comes up. If you hit 1, we have 24/7 customer service.
Okay, 544 is your extension?
Yep, that'll call me directly. So that way you don't have to jump through the whole customer service thing. But I'm only here 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. So if it's after hours, just hit 1, and we always have live 24/7 customer service available to you.
Okay.
Okay. And then, okay, response to the calls, save under contacts. If you have any questions regarding a call that you receive, you can use the verification question. So you use the where were you born security question. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Let me get past this one. Okay. In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason they do that, Davis, is it's not that you have to like cancel anything or that you can't do something now that you're doing this. But we don't want any duplicate listings. Like you can't have two Yelps, you know, yellow pages. Anything like that.
Yeah.
We don't want you paying for something you already have. We don't want you duplicating anything, especially if like one of them has a wrong number. It actually suspends your Google listing until we clear the discrepancy. So the AI is like very sensitive in that regard. Name, address, phone number, website has to match up across the board. So be mindful of that. If after today, if you're going to add anything, just double check with us. Make sure you're not like paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything, causing a suspension.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then it says, as a part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner for your Google verification. That will be the Google verification form that's going to be sent to you. There's a outline of the service agreement that you'll need to sign off on. If you have a business license, we recommend you send that in. Proof of insurance, we recommend you send that in. I know different states are different when it comes to what's required. If it's required, obviously, please send it in. If it's not required and you have it, still send it in. You know, it just adds credibility to the business. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days of signing up to prevent delays or suspensions of your Google business profile. So try to have that to us by Friday of next week, if not sooner.
Okay.
Okay. And it says, do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you don't have to opt into these, but I'm going to run them by you just because it's in the prompt here. So let me just apply. So I did platinum 299. Let's see what this does. Okay, so you have prepay options. If you do want to capitalize on them, it will save you money over time. There's a 3-month prepay option that you could do with the discounts applied. It would be $700, so that'll actually save you $200 over the next 3 months. There's a 6-month prepay that you can do for $1,300. That'll actually save you $500 over the next 6 months. And they have a year prepay that you could do for $2,500. And that'll save you about $1,100 over the course of the year. Did you want to capitalize on any of these?
Not right now.
Not right now. Okay. If you do decide that you want to capitalize on those, just dial my number directly. I'll be able to jump on there and enroll you in the prepay.
Okay.
Okay. And save. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 30th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for a platinum package bundle. When the term is completed, it's set up to automatically renew each month on the 30th day. But I just realized here, my at a glance, there are not 30 days next month. So today it'll be charged on the 30th. Your next bill will process on the 2nd. And then each month moving forward from there, it'll be on the 2nd day.
Damn, bro. You can't prorate January?
I'm basically, what do you mean, prorate it? Like, you want me to move
the bill? Well, you charge me in 3 days again?
No, the 2nd of March.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Jesus, you think I am a villain? There's Lex Luthor? No, no. I'm sorry. It's March 2nd is your next bill. So yeah, it's prorated there.
All right, cool.
Okay. Just for clarity. And it says it's a 3-month verbal agreement that we're asking for. Your monthly payments, like I said, they're going to automatically renew. First one today on the 30th. Next one will be on the 2nd of March and then reoccurring on the 2nd day of each month moving forward at $299. That rate will not go up or change. So it's automatic. We're not manually processing it. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop all automatic billing cycles. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a mouthful, but I got to get through it before I can process this. So I'm going to process your payment now. When this clears, you're going to receive two text messages and emails. They're automated. The first one is going to be an outline of the agreement in writing, so you have everything documented there. We want you to go through that and sign off on it. And then there will also be a username and password sent to you. Regardless of your device, whether you have iPhone or Android or whatever else there is out there, Google Pixel, you can go to App Store and just type in Local Splash. We have our own app to download. You can log into that, and that'll be like your CRM, your customer relation management system. So it'll actually have, you know, every client that we've brought in for you, where they came from, what keyword they typed in. That way you can get an idea on what your ROI is with us each month.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great tool because, I mean, back in the day we used to just use file cabinets, right? But that, that will have everything in there. So if somebody calls you, you know, 6 months down the line, they're like, hey, remember me? You did the drywall in my mother-in-law's. You know, you're like, no, I have no clue. You can just punch in the number into the app and it's all there. You could also request reviews from the app. Like when you're leaving a job, you get in the truck, you just go into the app, type in their number, and then you could send them out the text with a direct link to your Google Business profile for them to put the star rating and write that review. I know you had mentioned copy and pasting reviews. It might not be a bad idea when you get some free time to just maybe find some old numbers and send them the Google Business profile link once we have that verified and up and running. And then we can gather them that way. Maybe they'll just put the star rating in there. We start building up some reviews from past people pretty quickly.
All right.
All right. And I can always show you how to do that. If you're not tech savvy, you know, just call in. We, myself and our team here would be happy to help you. Like I said, if you're not making money, we're not making money. So we'll jump on there with you and show you how to do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, look out for those text messages. It says that your payment has cleared, so it should come through here shortly. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, we're just a phone call away, but try to enjoy the rest of your day, and then we're going to circle back with you here. I got you locked in for a client interview at 1 o'clock.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right. You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.